T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Final score will be 113-92. Golden State gets the win. A much-needed victory with Houston on fire over an undermanned Miami squad.
That's it. All right, Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I guess, you know, a win's a win.
Thank you.
I'm not going to nitpick about that. The Miami Heat have 4 guys out. You know it would be a tall challenge for them. But it's about how the Warriors are playing. The rest of the way over the next 11 games is about how they're playing heading into this play-in or playoffs if they can hold off the Houston Rockets. And they do that for another night. Houston plays at OKC tonight. The Warriors in Orlando. So we could have a 2-game separation here between the Warriors and the Rockets. And don't forget the Warriors do own the tiebreaker over the Houston Rockets due to the first 2 games they've won. They only played 3 times this season. So tiebreaker won. You're still up a game, essentially 2 games on the Houston Rockets here. And your form looked good. And Klay Thompson enters the starting lineup, which, again, I don't go crazy over this stuff. He's going to get his 30, 32 minutes. But to go back to the and I kind of understand what's going on here. As we say, good morning to everybody out there getting after graveyard shift, Shasky. What's going on here is I think Kerr's going to go down with his guys at the end of the day. And when he goes down with his guys are Klay, it's Curry, it's Draymond, it's Wiggins. And now Kuminga's part of being his guy. He played 32 minutes last night, 18.7 rebounds. And then you see less minutes for Podziemski. You see less minutes for Chris Paul. And you see a little bump for Kevon Looney, who was playing in place of Trayce Jackson-Davis. So you know what? Lou Dog looks solid. He looks solid. So I'm not going to nitpick about who was in, who was out. He's got to get a win, and the Warriors got one yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, down the end, crunch time, they already had built up a big enough lead. And so you subbed in Chris Paul with whatever, like 3 minutes to go. All made sense to me. All made sense. Klay Thompson was great yesterday. I mean, he looked great. But Andrew Wiggins, whatever happened at halftime and what they did coming out of the break, where it felt like, to my eyes, I don't know about the numbers and the data supporting this. It just felt like an assertiveness from Andrew Wiggins to attack the rim and to be aggressive without hesitation and not like late in the possession, nowhere to go with it, aggression. I'm talking about like, oh, I'm going to the rack hard. Over and over and over again to start the third quarter. I thought that was awesome. And it was just what the doctor ordered. Well, I don't give a damn if it was the G League Ignite. Like, they needed a win to stop the bleeding, to your point, regarding the Houston Rockets on their tails. Like, every win gives you just a little more breathing room.
It does. It does. No doubt about that. With 11 left. And again, they're in Orlando today. Klay Thompson gets a start. He also brought up Andrew Wiggins. You bring up Andrew Wiggins. Klay Thompson mentioned after the game. There's no secret, folks. The Warriors want to get to a destination they want to get to. You need Andrew Wiggins. So, you know, I know we were having a conversation on Monday about Andrew Wiggins. Maybe you just don't. No, you're going to play Andrew Wiggins because you're going to see with this season. You're not going to waste opportunities when you have Stephen Curry in your lineup to make the playoffs. And we may think the situation is dire. A lot of fans may think it's, oh, they don't have a shot to make any noise in the playoffs. And that may be true. Who knows? Who the hell knows? I could play the other side of it and say, well, you lost 3 games to OKC. You should have won 2 of them. I can play the other side of it and say, well, you at least should have tied Denver in the season series. You blew 2 games against the Denver Nuggets. You could say that you should have won one of the Minnesota games. Whatever. The cynic can do that. We'll see what happens if the Warriors do advance to the playoffs, but there's no secret. If Andrew Wiggins doesn't play like last night, they don't win that basketball game, even against the short-handed Miami Heat. So he gets 17-7. 100%. He's 7-12. He's efficient. Didn't have the three ball rolling well, but he was going to the basket. He was attacking. He was aggressive on both ends of the floor. The fact is, this team has no shot if Andrew Wiggins doesn't play like the Andrew Wiggins that we've seen maybe before he even stepped away from the team for three games when he was playing well for a 16-game stretch.
The word that I want to use today when talking about the Warriors is sustainable. Like, what is sustainable? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking about Wiggins in the effort level.
Right.
And that's on him. I don't think that's on anyone else. Other
just production.
And mindset.
Effort, you, any production.
But wouldn't you agree mindset for him is important?
Well, I don't know where his mind's at.
No, I'm saying like the mindset of right. I'm going to attack and I'm going to be aggressive and I'm not going to settle for deep jumpers when I have the mismatch on the floor.
Well, part of the reason why he settles for deep jumpers, I believe, is some of the spacing floor. So some of the spacing when the paint is compromised, and that's why Draymond has to get aggressive offensively, and that's why you go to Klay Thompson over Brandon Podziemski, because Klay Thompson provides more spacing. It is what it is. He provides more spacing right now as in pods than Brandon Podziemski. So when you got spacing, all of a sudden Wiggins has more room to operate. That's I mean, come on.
Because of availability yesterday, there were a few lineup. And look, people are going to like lose their minds. Like, I was listening to the station like, oh, you can't blame lineups. Like, guys, they've constructed a roster where they're going to have some funky, weird lineups. And it is important to like have a short leash on some of these lineups because you don't have the margin of error as old. So what I'm saying is like there were some heat check shots from guys like Klay Thompson. And I'm looking around. I'm like, where is he supposed to go with the ball? Look at it's Kevon Looney, Draymond Green, and GP2 out there with him. Who do you want shooting the ball? Like, where is the spacing coming in? You're talking about Draymond Green. There were a couple of possessions where he's doing the same things. Like, Dre, you got to take a couple dribbles into the paint, man. You got to square up to the basket, and you're going to have to take some of these shots. And so, look, it got hairy. I thought they handled business and then made the last couple of minutes irrelevant. A win is a win. I'm going to take it. I'm not going to critique it. I just want to see where can they roll over the effort level. I didn't even think it was that great of a Kuminga game, but I thought Draymond did a great job getting him involved.
He was solid. The starting five was solid yesterday, and this starting five with Klay and Wiggins and Curry and Draymond and Kuminga have actually been really, really good and really, really efficient. Anthony Slater will join us at 8 o'clock to speak on that and the small sample size that they've played together. They've been highly efficient together, a lot more spacing, a lot more cutting, a lot more driving. They figured it out here. What does it mean for Brandon Podziemski? Not a damn thing. Just continue to play your game, kid. You played 22 minutes last night. You're playing fine as a rookie.
No problem.
Whether you start or come off the bench, everybody's got to be ready to go. That's what happens on a team like this. We don't have a clear-cut number two. So just get a damn win. And look, in the second half, first half, I can already feel it. I can already feel it.
What's that?
They're only up. They're down two at the game, at the half, and everybody's like, oh, God, here we go again. Now score the Heat by 23 in the second half to take care of business. So what happens today in Orlando? That's going to be a big litmus test. Huge litmus test.
The effort level coming out of the break, I'm telling you, man, just seeing Andrew Wiggins play like that, it was like, all right, like that's the Andrew Wiggins everyone fell in love with. And again, I always go back to like there's all these variables in life and in sports that you can't control. The one that you can't control is your mindset and your effort and your dedication on a particular play in a particular facet of your life. And so I'm watching the way this guy was playing yesterday, and I don't know what happened, but he's got to bottle that up, and I want to see him carry that over. You're going to miss shots. You're going to have possessions where guys blow by you. You know, those things do happen. You're going to have a possession like Kuminga did where he goes for the steal, and then Draymond picks up the fifth foul, and it happens. It's ball, right? You're going to make mistakes. But continue to be persistent. And the way he was attacking the rim, it was like, all right, here we go. You know, he had a couple of nice floaters in traffic over Bam that were just like, that's that. That was playoff 2022 Wiggs.
So consistency here with the Golden State Warriors. Now, it's interesting with the Dubs, right? Because Curry brought it up the other day after Minnesota said, all it takes is a spark to go on a run. He goes, look at the Houston Rockets. They've won 9 in a row. It took them a spark, right? Well, I think back. And they've had some hot streaks, right? 5-1 going into the playoffs 2 years ago. They were rolling last year going into the playoffs. And I know this is different. People are going to laugh at this. And I really don't care. But look at the We Believe team. People forget the We Believe team wouldn't have got to the playoffs if they weren't 9-1 down a stretch. It didn't lead the league in points per game down a stretch in those last 10 games where they were scoring 117. And that was 17 years ago when scoring wasn't up. Maybe the Warriors over the next 11. And you got some big boy teams here. Can they get hot and go on a run of, say, 8-3, 9-2? Hell, even 7-4, we'll take it. If they can go on that little run like that, all of a sudden you start feeling good about yourselves. And look, man, in today's NBA, you can't go from play-in to the playoffs. You can't go. Like, would anybody be surprised if the L.A. Lakers ended up in the Western Conference Finals? Would you be surprised? No. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, but like, to your point, didn't Miami come out of the play-in and go right
double
to
double elimination to the NBA Finals?
Yeah, so, I mean, the team that you faced last night has already kind of accomplished that and proven it, to your point.
The Lakers last year was a play-in team.
And got right there to the brink.
They went to the first round, beat the Grizzlies, beat up on the Warriors, and got to the Western Conference Finals. So you can make a run. Now, can this team make a run? Let's take it game by game. But I like the energy yesterday. I like the form. I like that Klay Thompson got rolling here.
Yeah, me too.
Klay Thompson starting. I don't know why it's become such a big deal over these last couple years about who starts. Guys are going to see their minutes. But Klay is important. And he was asked about how good of a rhythm he's in because right now he's on a hot streak.
I feel really good. I would like to repeat this performance in Orlando tomorrow night because these games are so crucial, obviously. I think it's just about enjoying this, obviously. But once we get on that plane and we leave Miami, we got to turn the page because the NBA does not wait for you. So we gotta focus, man. Orlando's playing really good, too. So we got a big task tomorrow.
Klay Thompson was feeling good. Had the Miami little button-up on, little short-sleeve shirt. Klay was feeling good his last 19 games. Klay's averaging 18.5 points per game, shooting 47% from the floor, 42 from three, last 19. Well,
there was one little subtlety that got me worried about just in general when it comes to the Warriors last night. And I don't know how many teams can even employ this. They were mixing and matching some of their presses.
Yeah.
And I thought that really stymied the Warriors, whether it was
Miami.
Yeah, lack of attention. They had an 8-second violation. Well, they turned it over in the backcourt. Like, they got to button that up. And I credit Spoelstra for being, you know, he was like, hey, we'll throw it here. We'll not throw it there. We'll throw it back there. They did a really good job on that. But they've got a funneler, like a guy in Bam Adebayo. You could do that because he's at the rim protecting. Warriors can't do that.
I mean, look, Miami's going to throw the kitchen sink at you, right?
It's just such a fun team Warriors, to watch.
When you hear some of the rhetoric post-game and even pre-game, they were expected. Zone, press, traps, everything. They're one of the few teams that does that. Nick Nurse, I remember he was running zone with Toronto, but Spoelstra does it all, man. He'll run a box in one.
Yeah.
He'll run a triangle in two. He'll run a three-quarter press. He'll run a full-court press. You name it, man. I love the way they play defense in Miami. So if they do get whole and wholesome, look, Miami right now is in the play-in. Would anybody be surprised if they ended up in the Eastern Conference Finals? They're a matchup nightmare.
Exactly. And then you have Jimmy Butler, who elevates his game from the regular season to the playoffs unlike anyone.
Tyler Herro's not bad.
Yeah.
Duncan Robinson to play. So, look, Miami was without a ton of guys. Let's see what happens tonight, I guess later today, against the Orlando Magic, a team that's fifth place in the Eastern Conference, and they need shooting. Orlando cannot shoot, so I'm eager to see how the Warriors defend them. Can you shut off the paint against Paolo Banchero and Wagner? Can you close out on three-point shooters? Because you don't want to let these guys who can't shoot all of a sudden start feeling comfortable against you, because we know the Warriors struggle at times closing out on the three-point line.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And there was a lot of three-point graphics last night. Not sure how many people caught them. NBC does such a great job. They throw these graphics up, and I swear to God, once, twice, sometimes even three times a game, I go, wow, I'm surprised. Did you see the graphic last night about most three-pointers off the bench?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see who number one all-time was?
Oh, yeah. Did you see it?
I did. Kyle Korver. I couldn't believe it. My jaw dropped. I was like, that's a graphic just for me.
Just for you. Kyle Korver off the bench.
It was funny. I laughed. No?
He's a team player.
That's what that tells me.
I saw it. I thought of you. Not going to lie. I thought of you.
I will say they did miss the Trayce Jackson-Davis athleticism. He's a shot alterer, but I also believe that the way he gets up and down the floor, it provides another layer of athleticism that this team desperately needs. And with him not out there, obviously Kevon Looney I thought was you know, he was fine. He was totally fine. They just missed that extra body. And then you're forced to play a lot of various frustrating three-guard combinations because you don't have a lot of front court help.
No, you don't. You don't. But again, I'm looking at this.
Huh.
I'm looking at Andrew Wiggins again. It all goes back to Wiggins for some reason.
It does.
Here's Clay. On the Warriors winning if they without Andrew Wiggins.
That's why we won the championship a couple years ago is because of Andrew's two-way play. We obviously need him to be that, to go where we want to go. And he's so vital to what we do. Without him, we cannot reach our full potential. So we all love Wiggs. We know what he's capable of. And like you said, his defense is, when he's playing tenacious defense, it's going to fuel his ability to get to the rim and just his confidence will improve as well.
So confidence, aggressiveness, whatever it is. And I know a lot of people, Andrew, you say the word, you say Andrew Wiggins, people just kind of slump their shoulders and said, oh gosh, here we go. But again, the players know it. If you're watching the game, you should know it. We all know that he's one of your best, better, if not best, individual defender, especially at the point of attack. If you want to do anything, if you want to make the play-in, you want to get to the playoffs, you need Andrew Wiggins. It's just, you can't, I don't care about what happens in the offseason. I don't care about what people want to trade for him. I'm just talking about this year, for these next 11 and whatever. I need Andrew Wiggins to be Andrew Wiggins, the Andrew Wiggins that we saw during the 16-game sample size when he shot 53% from the floor, 46 from three, and was playing lockdown defense. Not the guy that's been inconsistent for most of the year. We need the guy that 16-game sample size. And last night I saw a guy, okay, this guy's ready to roll. But the fact is, they kind of go, it's kind of wild that he's the glue. He's the secret sauce that, okay, if he's playing well, it puts him over the top. No matter what Curry does, no matter what Clay does, no matter what Dre does, kind of be Wiggins in the 17-7.
What was the point total combination back when they had Durant? It was Durant, Clay, and Steph. There was a magic number that they had to hit.
Oh, well.
What was it?
They were dropping like 70 a game.
So it was 70 a game.
No, it wasn't the magic number, but
I think it was more than that, wasn't it?
Well, Clay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Curry had like this 25, 26. KD had his 27, 28. Clay had his 20, 21, 22. So you're getting damn near 70, if not more than 70. But maybe the magic number was 65. I don't remember the magic number, but they were capable of just erupting at any point.
I would agree. And last night, Steph didn't have the most explosive night.
Right.
But I'm looking at Kuminga and Wiggins, and I was listening to Fitz toward the end of the game, and he was like, you know, the 35 points or whatever it was, 36, 37.
He said 35,
Like, that's the magic number. If I told you Kuminga and Wiggins combined for 35-plus moving forward,
is that
because I know the defense is going to be very important. Right. I don't want to diminish defense. I believe that there's like a rebounding number that I'm also looking for the two of them. Like if they can combine for 15 rebounds, now I think we're cooking. So 35 and 15. That's to me showing that they're active on both ends of the glass. They're playing D. They're hustling. You're going to get the easy dunks with Kuminga, but do you get some of the mid-range stuff? So is 35, 15, is that a good barometer?
That's a hell of a barometer. 35, 8, 7 rebounds each there. 35 points. Hell yeah, it's a barometer. I heard Fitz when he said that. I said, it's something I'm going to monitor the rest of the way. If they get 35 and they could crash the glass and do what they're doing. By the way, not to mention, we play Clay. That price tag for Clay Thompson. Boy.
What's going on?
Yesterday's price is not today's price. Yesterday's price, Fidoni. It's not today's price.
Who's the guy who is now the host of Price is Right? Is it Drew Carey?
Correct. Yeah.
We need to get you one of those giant wheels and just let me spin it every day.
Why is that?
I don't know. The Price is Right, bro.
Here's Curry on Clay starting.
Man, obviously, his gravity, his ability to give us, spacing on the floor. It was an effort to unlock JK and Wiggs, give them driving lanes and, get them more involved early in the game. Obviously, they're really kind of sneaky in some of the defensive schemes they have and zone man, different coverages, bam, protecting the rim. So it was helpful to have, Clay out there doing what he does. And it's a credit to him just in general and being able to respond to whatever he's been asked to do this year, whether it's coming off the bench, whether it's starting. Most people think That might be, maybe they think it's easy to just transition from one to the other, and it's not. You have to kind of prepare your mind to, you know, and your body to be ready for whatever, you know, is thrown at you. So it's credit to him and his attitude and his preparation and going out there and hooping the way he does.
He was brilliant yesterday. I mean, he just was. And I think he set the tone early in the game, but consistently hitting shots. Because I don't know what. I don't look this deep into it. People are like, he only averages this many points in the fourth quarter, and it's like, all right, like
who's holding the who's handling the ball in the fourth quarter? He's taking most of the shots in the fourth quarter. Yesterday in the fourth quarter, he's 2 of 4.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent. He had a 3-pointer in the corner that was, was a dagger. I thought set them away.
Overall, he shot 55% in the fourth quarter. So, you know.
But I'm saying, like,
the data, you know, no matter
what.
People
keep moving the bar posts.
Yeah, I know, That's what trust me, I
alluding
know.
To.
I know. When it comes to Klay Thompson, the goalposts do change. Guy gives you 19 game sample size of shooting 43%. Somebody will pick his game apart. Somebody will say something about him. So, it was very interesting to see him start, and then all of a sudden you needed spacing, and you go back to Klay Thompson, and Klay Thompson erupts from 28 points, a game high, and he's feeling good about himself. He's been really good, though, off the bench. He's been really good over the last month and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, again, when I hear people say he sucked over the last 2 years, I kind of question whether or not what you're watching. I really do. I just can't help myself. All right. Anyway, shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. Comcast Business Text Line, as well as our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, 888-957-9570. You better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. So we've got a lot going on with the Warriors, obviously. Anthony Slater's going to join us at 8 o'clock. Preview today's game against Orlando. We'll get to that a little bit. But Jed York said some things yesterday at the owner/coaches meetings. He said something about Brock Purdy that has everybody up in arms. I'm not going to go crazy about it, but we'll get into it here on the roast. Jed York, who's now basically the principal owner, bought out the rest of the stakes from Denise DeBartolo. He's going to be the front man moving forward. It already felt like he was a front man. You haven't seen much of Denise over the years, really, so she's really going to be in the background. This is Jed's baby, and he spoke yesterday, so let's get into it. 888-957-9570. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.